and waiting. It's loading. Okay, here we go. Good morning, and I really appreciate your loyalty to stay up to this last day of the meeting. And it is my honor to talk about my estimate about the cost, potential cost of covering the uninsured in the States. And I make the estimation from the Data Maps 2004. And Sang-Ho Moon is my co-author, who is not able to attend this meeting, and he's work in Sungkyung University, also in South Korea. So you know how hard he is attending this meeting. Oh, I have nothing to disclose. Okay. Uninsured population is the loophole of the healthcare system in the United States, as you may well know about it. And health insurance coverage in the States have three-tier structure, mainly for the majority of my population. And we have Medicare for the elderly, Medicaid for low-income families and children. And if you are employed, then you probably get the private benefit from your employers. But if you are not eligible for not any of these options, then you opt to purchase a private insurance benefit on your own. So it is a voluntary basis. So that leaves many of non-elderly adults remains uninsured for the most of time. And unless their employment status and family income level is good enough or low enough so that they can get the benefit from private sector or public insurance program. So this population usually stands in the gap between private public health insurance system, raising a problem of uninsured population in states. And Kaiser Commission reported a statistic showing that we have 36 million uninsured non-elderly adults only in 2007, which takes about 80% of total 47 million American citizens in 2007. So it is a problem. So it is apparent that without coverage, they are exposed to the financial risk along with the health risk and access to care and timely provision of necessary care, whatever that is, may be inappropriate. So we need to take action for sure. I hope that you agree with this problem need to be solved. Okay, that's my belief. And there are some actions and things going on already in the market and the system. And we have the recent expansion of Medicaid, but basically focusing on the children, their parents, not for the marginal non-elderly adults. And the budget is tight, so we cannot expect further eligibility expansion. And in terms of private sector-wise, we have diminishing trend of job-based coverage provided for the employees, and the rate is dropped down to 60% in 2007, and it represents the percentage firms offering benefit for their workers. And upon this economic crisis going on from the Wall Street, we are expecting rising unemployment rates, losing jobs, and number of uninsured may increase in the near time soon, and which may just makes the matter even worse. So we have a concern here. And why don't we just cover the uninsured? It is a costly and also failed mission. It is failed in several states where they courageously launched the health insurance for all residents, like Massachusetts and Maine states, and the rate of uninsured population in those states has not been changed a lot for the improvements. So I just come up with some segmental hypothetical scenarios to provide a coverage for each particular subgroup of the uninsured based on their income level and age and employment status. So my idea is why not just giving out some Medicaid identical or Medicaid expansion for low-income families among the uninsured. And if they are employed, then we might expand the private coverage so that the coverage can reach the similar group of uninsured with the currently covered population. So I measure the potential actual total healthcare expenditure per year of each uninsured person, which would rise if he or she were covered by the current benefits. And I approximate it because it cannot be observed prior to any experiments. So I approximate it based on the actual annual healthcare costs of a currently insured person who has similar characteristics with an uninsured person. And this kind of projection is possible by the nearest neighbor matching method with the bias adjustment for the bad matching, which is developed by Abadi and Imbas in 2002, and their paper is published in Econometrica in 2006, I believe. And my data set is well-known medical maps 2004. I combine household and medical condition component to figure out their medical problems and health status, and total sample size about 34,000. And I identify the insurance status of each individual in my sample based on the full year coverage status. And I categorized four different exclusive the insurance coverage category as uninsurance, private, and Medicaid, Medicare, full year base. And I have 59% of non-elder adults in my total sample, and 23% of non-elder adults in my sample has no insurance at all at any time or period in calendar year 2004, and which takes over half of the entire full year uninsured sample. So it takes a lot. And they're according to their family income level and their employment status, you see that with this red box that half of them have like too high family income to be eligible for Medicaid for sure. And then most of them are employed at least part year. But definitely they are not offered the private coverage for some reasons, which I cannot identify, but they are not unemployed. Okay, they have some employment, but they do not get the private benefits. So, and then I match my full year uninsured population with the full year private current insured population, and I just allowed universal coverage for all uninsured with the current private benefit, and I just limit the matching for the full year employed uninsured with full year employed private insured. And this is the statistic. And my second matching is about Medicaid. So I just match my full year uninsured population with full year Medicaid beneficiary at the current year. And then I allow universal coverage for all full year uninsured population for the current Medicaid benefits. And I limit their family income up to 125% federal poverty level and up to 200% and see what will be the total cost. And finally, I matched the near elderly full year uninsured population with the full year Medicaid beneficiary. So they have a little bit gap in their age range. But you can see as near elderly getting into the elderly population soon, so it would be, it is valuable to see what will be the total cost if near elderly people get received Medicare benefits. Okay, and then I matched these control groups and the insured group based on several characteristics so that their characteristics kind of pseudo identical to each other. And age, gender, race, educational attainment, reason of residence, and several health condition value, and also family income level and employment status are also controlled whenever it is necessary. Okay, this is the actual total healthcare expenditure, and half of the no insurance population reported zero total healthcare expenditure in yearly base. So I think it's an amazing number that half of them do not use any healthcare and spend any dollar on healthcare during an entire year. So that means it indicates that unless they are particularly healthier than the insured population in 2004, that means they have highly limited access to care. And accordingly, their mean total expenditure is only $767 per year. And compare the mean total expenditure with the private and Medicaid and Medicare beneficiary, which are far larger than 767. So for the Medicaid population, it's about 7,000. So, and this is my matching estimate. The long story short, the one table is the results. And when I allow the universal coverage for the uninsured population with the private benefit, it takes about $1,600 per year per uninsured population currently. If I limit the full year employment employed flu insurance to receive the private insurance, then it takes $13,000. And if I allow universal coverage for all fully uninsured with Medicaid benefit, and they cost $993 per year, and so on and so on. So basically, the average estimate for uninsured, covering uninsured population with the current benefit, either private, either or public, it is far less than the current beneficiary's cost. So that means my conclusion here that provision of coverage of any kind for the fully uninsured population inevitably increased the total healthcare cost per uninsured person, which it was $706 and up to $1,600. So we kind of doubled the total healthcare cost, but it is far less than the current beneficiary's total cost. So it indicates improved care, access to care whenever needed for the uninsured population, but it introduces for sure a financial challenge. And the final challenge may not be as great as the current beneficiaries are raising in the market, as the cost is far less than the current beneficiaries. So I hope that the uninsured are, on average, not particularly riskier and more costly than the comparable insured counterparts. Okay, so we kind of can afford to cover them for any reason. If we favor the universal coverage and Medicaid or Medicaid identical management or expansion for the uninsured is economically better than the private plans, since the average cost is far less, less than thousands than the private plan coverage, like 1600. So, however, the universal expansion of any existing plans for all uninsured population in the United States may not be a feasible option. I think it is under the discussion in presidential debate, but I'm not so sure whether we will see the universal coverage for all Americans is coming soon. So maybe the segmented coverage as the results of cooperation between private sector and public sector may be the more practical strategy to cover the uninsured. So for this plan, okay, I have 2 minutes to go. So to cover the uninsured without universal coverage, we need the coordination between private and public sector, and also the collaboration between federal and state governments, since we need to combine the Medicare expansion and Medicaid expansion. And also to obtain the private sector cooperation, we need to regulate a little bit more or giving more tax incentive, and maybe we need to decide also tax or contribution financing. So someone need to pay for them, but we cannot decide who will be the responsible payer. Several limitations, mostly for the methodology wise, since I might have very bad matches. So getting the approximation of total cost by comparing wholly different persons other than the insurance status. So I need to improve the matching quality. And on top of any limitation, I would like to see what is our ultimate goal in covering the uninsured. So the universal access and equitable access to everyone is our ultimate goal, or for that we are allow ourselves to mandate the participation of health insurance coverage for everyone in the states, or we just allow them to choose whatever they need and whatever they like. So we need to have this kind of ideological a framework before we set up any policy strategy. And upon that, we may use this kind of statistical evidence to set up a viable plan considering administrative capacity and accountability. But I have no idea what to say for the ultimate goal in covering the uninsured and universal access is acceptable for the public. You may teach me about that. Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.
One question, and then we have to move on quickly.
I was just wondering about there are various Medicaid coverage strategies. So, mm-hmm. For example, in Maryland, dental is not covered until recently, and then sometimes mm-hmm. it is, and mental health and